Let's continue to build and finish this part of the studio of carbon. Zuckfaces, my years to learn made it easy. Position the other name allowed for Jason Kofedim, high years to learn with the mayor communicated east of the Greg Rumble. The leader of Richmond Tavern that I've shared with. This line of places, if you notice, is very not clear. Places quotes the Gemara in Croesus, which doesn't exist. And my Rambam and the Marshal both ask that there's no such Gemara in Croesus, if you bother to look it up. Not clear what Tosis means. My Rambam says Abshad, the Marshal says Abshad, not clear what Tosis means exactly. There's no such Gemara over there. So because there's no such Gemara, it's not clear what Tosis meant to say. We'll start the Tosis like this. Vein the forest, what is this second shot of Mayim Yotzalema? Vein the forest, Mayim Yotzalema, she ain't never learned a lot of healthy people, the boy on Razor Easy. Tamiku Makamedim. Taisa Zakasha. The first shot of the Rabbanon, why the guy is believed to pater himself is because of Naman Adam Atuyas Mayim. The second shot of Migu is Rigu Makamedim. It means it doesn't mean that you believe to say with Migu. You can backtrack and say that I said Lachalti means amazing, and that the Edom don't know, like Tosfos speaks out. First off, Tosfos is that Tosfos says that what is the second shot of the Rabbanon? So the Moshe of the Gemara is Mashma Amazer. It says it can't be Amazer. It can't be Amigo. It's Amigo Makamedim. Edu said you're Chayev, and you're saying you're part with Amigo. You're not believed. So Mitzvah Tatsuna Dibori. Hamevi Nyavin, that this Tosfos is Lushitose. Although Tosfos holds, what Rashi says it's Amigo. How does Rashi enter this Kasha? How do we enter this Kasha? So we spoke out of Rabban. Rabban enters the Kasha. Rashi enters the Kasha to say it in one sense. How does Rashi enters this Kasha? Rashi says it's Amigo. I said, Amigo Makamedim. So what do we answer? Let's pass it over. He said, the answer is that the reason why you potter is not because of Amigo. That's not the reason why you potter. Why are you potter? Not because of Amigo. You potter because of Hey Hode Elo, because it's not called the guy no. So what do you need Amigo for? The Ramad is the Kasha. The Ramad says, because it's called Hode Elo. You have to believe the Adam. You know what Adam said, right? So what does Amigo help me? We spoke out then. But Tezlish, it also holds that there's no din of Hode Elo. Tezlish, it also holds like a Bokhber said yesterday, Adam Achayev. So the Edom over here have a full-scale Nemanus. So how could Amigo help? That's the big Tosfos Lushitosa. In light of the Rebbech Ber of yesterday, this is the big Lushitosa in this Tosfos. Rashi learned that this thing called Hoyde Elov, and that's the main reason why the Rebbech Ber popped up, because you don't know that you're Chayiv. So the role that the Amigo is playing is a very minor role. So there's no Kash Amigo Makamedo. But Tosfos Lushitosa was, there is no Dinam Hoyde Elov. And like Rebbech Ber said yesterday, the two Edom could be Machayiv you without you knowing, without you agreeing, without your idea. Like a Rabbi said yesterday, because Bechol Torah Kula, two Edom are Machai people. So if two Edom are Machai people all over Bechol Torah Kula, so why do you believe over here? What do you mean? Amigo, it's Amigo, Bechol Meidim. And but Tosfos says it's Mitachinam. That's the murder that Kula Shitosim. In fact, Tosfos says, Yim Taimar, Eichen Emel Lema Meza Lisi. Tell me that's the coward. Come along, it's Meza Lisi if you believe. By the way, why would he believe it's Meza Lisi? Because Edom don't know whether he was Meza Lisi. Like Tosfos just said. Today's Akasha. Hey, no, the Mason Matar Rosh, you can't pick on the Sunday. You're going to play Rabbi the Ritzani. Yishlema Din, this is a funny terror. Say, Nemo Dufsalatri, not believe to say, Yer Rosh, Allah, it's true. Hey, no, Ritzel, Allah, be cool, Mazor. He doesn't want to get called another Abir, then give me a call, Mazor. So he is believed. There's a few things I want to talk about over here. I want to use this thesis to bring out the power of everything I said the last 2 days, and it's a nifla mamish. Listen carefully. Hello. What's Tosfos Kasha for some? Tosfos says, I the Shitose, how do I learn Mezid easy? Migu doesn't work because Migu Mokum made him with everything I just said, with her Bokhmer. Yeah, just Bitatina, if you were to come along, he said Mezid easy, you're believed. You could tie trace, you could say this is what I meant. In fact, Tosfos, you say Mezid easy? Ain't no Mezid Matzah Rosha. Frick developed that Tosfos Kasha doesn't make any sense, we'll go slowly. Frick developed, I don't understand. The innovator Mesa Matzah Rosha is when a guy comes to Bezdin and he wants to be made, Pliny Ravani the Ritzani. A guy did an Aveira with me, okay? A guy was Megala Arayas with me. So there you want to be an aid. So we say you can't be an aid because you're talking about yourself. Rashi, the other Rishonim say in Sanhedrin, the Pshat is Adam Karvei Talatmoi. You're telling a story about yourself. Without you saying a story about yourself, you're not meant to be a believer. You're saying you're a Rasha, you're saying you're Puzzle Fayedus. So you're not believed on that day you said about yourself, and therefore you're Puzzle Fayedus. Because you're Eidus. You want to come and say an Eidus in Bezdin, right? So your Eidus is not a good Eidus, because Eidus is about yourself. Adam Karvei Talatmoi, you're saying about yourself, you're a Rasha. Why is it called about yourself? Because as a result of your saying plenty of Ravani, you're going to be Puzzle Fayedus. So your Eidus is about yourself, and therefore you're Puzzle Fayedus. So you want to go testify in Bezdin, plenty of Ravani, that a guy went and did an Aver with me? You're not never an Eid Bezdin, because you're being made about yourself. And Adam Karvei Talatmoi, you're Puzzle Las Korva. Over here, we're not handling Din Eidus. Over here, the guy's saying, I'm not going to have a carbon because I'm amazed. Now, nobody knows whether he's amazed or not. And what the guy's saying is, you can't force me to bring a carbon. We're not talking about Eidus over here. We're talking about bringing a carbon or not. So why over here is a guy not believed? If the Din of Eidon, Mesa of Russia is an Eidus, the good Din, it's the Din of Korv. Din is that a Korv is possible. So a Korv, it's after your Korv to yourself. So you can't be made about yourself. Over here, I'm not being made about myself over here. All I'm coming to say is that the carbon, the Eidus said, you ate Chelov. I ate Chelov. But I should know that I'm amazed. I'm not going to have to bring the carbon. Okay, I'm not coming eight. So here the nafkamina is, am I have a carbon or not? So the vote brings a raya from this tesis to a yisurid of Rabbi Akiva Eger in Subis. The Eidon Amesha Master Rasha is not a psul in Eidos. Eidon Amesha Master Rasha is a psul that a person is not believed to say he's a Rasha. Some sort of umdana. People are not believed to say that they did acts of Rasha. They're not believed. Why not? Not clear by the way. But it's not a din of Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmoy that you have a psul of Korva because you're close to yourself. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that you're not believed to say you're Russian. You're not believed. That's why it's a kasha. Because it's a kasha, how's the guy believed to say you're amazing? The answer is you're believed over here to say. Atkan. That's why it's a kasha. This kasha wasn't that you're a korv of legapi yourself. Therefore, I don't. In order for me to get out of the korv, I don't need to be a kosher at aid. You just need to say that you should know that I'm not having to bring because I'm amazing. Atkan the divrei tesis. Go slowly. I want to say a dogma nifla la mita shal Torah. What was this kasha? This kasha was, how can you come on amazing? You're not believed. You don't have an amonis. The person doesn't have an amonis, he's a Rosh. Emphasize he does have an amonis. But what was this shakra tari? Do you have an amonis to say? You're not an amonis to say, you're a Rosh. So I'm worried to kakasha. I want to say I'm worried to kazakh. And this is the hashlamla to everything I said the last few days. And then we're going to make a summary of all the nafkaminas. Watch. I want to tanya, Lamita Shal Torah, that this kasha is only Tezel Shitasa, is not Rashi, and I'm going to explain that after that. Watch what I'm going to say now. According to Tezel, after the dust settles, after everything is, I want to bring out this little pitch of Gavra Tezel, the Soyuz Lashitasa of everything I said the last 2 days, but Asbara's Vore, watch. According to Tezel, what's the Pshat Rabbanon? What's the Pshat Rabbanon? According to Tezel, two Edom are Machayev Shvuah. We go to the Bokber. Two Edom are Machayev Shvuah. There's no din of what it called. And that's why I repeat my Lashon Tosa that I said at the end. Without two Edom are Machayev Shvuah. So the only way to understand why the guys believe is because Adam, Neman, Al Atma, Yez, Me'edom are able to clash with David, able to take on the Edom. That's why it's Big Lashon Tosa. Places who learned that Edom are Machayev Korban without your Yediya. Edom that are Machayev Korban without your Hoyta Eilov. Okay? Edom are Machayev Korban with all those things. So why do you believe to fight them? Edom. Abishnai made them Yaakov Dov. The answer is Adon Nehman Alatzu Yesh Mishedva. What's the second teretz? I could say Bezer Easy. I'm allowed to say Bezer Easy. Isn't the Murid the Gazach? The fact is Akasha. You're not believed. You're not believed to say Bezer Easy. So what do we have over here? We have two Edom came along and said Achal Tachayr Halev. What looks like regular Shagir. We don't know exactly what's in your heart. So you have a carbon. Two Edom, we have a carbon. You come along and say, I was amazed. We don't believe you. We don't believe you. We don't believe you. The story's over. But what do you want to come? You want to get yourself out of a carbon? Two Edom said, you have a carbon. By the way, every time two Edom have a carbon, you'll ask me. They don't know exactly whether it was Mazer or Shogi. But it looked like it was Shogi. That's enough to have a carbon, by the way. So two Edom came along and said that a guy hailed him in a suspicious way. It looked like a Shogi. We didn't see Mazer. It didn't look like. Right? So the guy comes along and he says, no, Mazer easy. Fact is, you're not believed. The person not believed says, you're not believed. That'd be not believed. So you're not believed. So what am I left with? Two Edom said, you ate Chelov. The Pasha is B'Shogi, except for being a problem. That's the Kasha L'Shitase. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't stop. According to Rashi, listen to Amuri the Gazach. I said, according to Rashi, in order to be Chayav a carbon, two Edom can't be Chayav a carbon. I'm going to use the lesson of the Ran and the Ramban yesterday, which are shocking. How are two Edom a Chayav? Sedar Boch Rebbe Shem the Rabban and the Rambam. The Rambam says in Mefarsh. The Rambam says in Mefarsh. Why you chayiv? Because the two Edom create your Yedia. Even by two Edom. That's the world of Rashi. And by the way, that was all Pirchel v'Gemara. Madach Pez Mechayiv. What do you call it? Actually, your Pez is stronger. Pez is Mechayiv. Edom is not the Mechayiv. I Edom are Mechayiv. It's only a vehicle, etc. So, and where's the Gazach? The guy comes along and says, so why Mechayiv a Korban according to Rashi? Not because two Edom said I'm Chayiv a Korban. I'm Chayiv because it's Hoyde Edom, because I know. This is what I'm saying now. I come along and I say, Mezer Yisi. I said, Mechayiv a Korban. So when he asked me, ain't other Mezer Matzah Rosh, we don't believe you. Believe you? So I don't believe you, so what? I say, I'm Mechayiv a Korban. I need to believe you? I need to believe you? I don't need to believe you. It's not Hoyde Edom. He says, I'm Mechayiv. I want to tie in a lamita shotayr of a kach kivalti merabaisai that Tosis kasha doesn't start the firashi. What's the guy going to come along and tie in a rabbisai? So tie in that what? That I don't know. Tie in I don't know. I'm amazed. So I'm not having a problem. I say I'm not having a problem. What are you telling me? You don't believe me. You don't know. I don't need you to believe me. But it's not Elov. It's not me. You'll tell me what do you mean? We said that you do need to be believed. You need amigo. You need a other name al atzmi. You know when do I need a migo? Other name al atzmi. When do I need a migo? When do I need to believe you? When you're clashing with aid. The aid says you ate, and you say I didn't eat. So we say you didn't eat. We throw you out. Bring a migo. Bring an other name one. What happens if I agree that I ate? I'm saying I'm amazed. The aid doesn't know. So wait, tell me I don't believe you. Who gives it? I don't believe you. I say I'm not chayav a korban. I'm not convinced. What do you tell me? You tell me the lashon of the Rabban. No, you have to believe that I ate him. I believe that I ate him. I believe that I ate. I'm saying that it was amazed. So when you tell me Bezin doesn't believe me, I don't need Bezin to believe me. I know that I'm a Chayav HaKorban, but that's not called Hayda Elov. We said that we need a Migu. I need a Migu to stand up to Edom. When do you need a Migu to stand up to Edom? When Edom say you ate, I say I didn't eat. So then we say, your HaKosh is nothing. We throw you out. You have to believe Edom. That's called Hayda Elov. The Migu keeps me in the ballgame. The Migu puts me into the stadium, right? But over here, I'm not clashing with Edom. Edom, I say, you're right, I ate. Just I'm saying, I was amazed. I'm not Chayav HaKorban. In a million years, you're not going to be Chayav HaKorban. What do you ask me? Oh, you ain't no the Mezer Matzah Rosh. You're not believed to say you're Rosh. Don't believe me. I'm not Chayav HaKorban. I say, I know that I'm not Chayav HaKorban. I need you to believe me. I know that I'm not Chayav HaKorban. That's enough. If you don't believe me, so then why do you need a Migu in the case of the Gemara? Because the case of the Gemara argue on the Edom. In the case of the Gemara, the Edom said you ate. And I'm saying I didn't eat. So we say, listen, we throw you out. You're speaking Narishka. You're speaking Shtiyot. You have to go ahead and prove that you have a good Taina to be able, otherwise you have to believe the Edom. Otherwise it's Kohod Melov. Over here, I'm not arguing with Edom. I'm not being machish with Edom. I'm not arguing with Edom. I'm agreeing with Edom. I'm saying a new idea. Oh, I know that I'm not Chayev. How can you go force the guy to bring a Korban to the base of Mikdash? He says, I know that I'm a Chayev. You don't believe me, what I care about you. It's about me, it's not about you. When do I need a Migu? I need a Migu to give him the monies when I'm clashing with the aid. The aid says, you ate. I say, I didn't aid. So we say, we throw you out, bring the Korban. You know, that's called Hayda Elov. You have to believe the Aiden. You have to believe the Aiden. When don't I have to believe the Aiden? When I have a Migu, when I have other Nemanat over here, I'm agreeing with the Aiden. Because I'm telling that I know that I'm a Chayev a Korban. A guy who says, I know I'm not Chayev a Korban because it's amazing. You can force him to bring a Korban, Chas HaShalom. Tosfos Rashi also holds his note. Why is it making faces? It's not a posh. I wasn't even going to say this because I thought it was posh to the Eidom. Why am I making faces? I'm shaking my self-confidence. Yeah, because you're coming. No, because the pashtus is that you're Chayav a Korban. If you don't have an amanus, then we're not going to make you bring a Korban. No, you don't have anything, but they just bring a Korban. The Eidom said, you're Chayav. We don't believe what you said, Mason. I don't believe the whole narrative. So. You're not believed. No, they're not believed. He's not believed to say Rosh. When the Edom come along and say you ate, the Pashtus is you ate Peshagir. That's the place we said before. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is when you eat Peshagir. So now we have a Korban. Now what you said has no meaning. So bring a Korban. No, you're not listening to me. You're stuck in what you're thinking about. No, you listen to me. Make a mistake. When two Edom come along and say a guy ate Chayla, this guy's bring a Korban? Yes. Do they know if it's shogging amazing? So what do you say? So why the chayav to bring a korban? Because the pashtus says he ate b'shogeg. That's the way it looked. You said finished. Now you chayav to bring a korban. Now you get up and say mezer isi. We don't believe him. I don't believe your narrative. See, chayav to bring a korban. Bezin says bring a korban. Bezin has Edom. Two Edom on chayav a guy korban. You came along and said mezer. What you said mezer doesn't interest me. So the only information I have in front of me is that two people came along and said you ate b'shogeg. The pashtus. What you said has no meaning. So you have to bring a korban. The same if I wouldn't have said anything, I would have to bring a korban. I wouldn't have said a word. I wouldn't have said mezer isi. I'd have to bring a korban. Because the two Edom and Pashtus said you ate b'shogeg. Now that I said mezer isi, he doesn't change that. Because the story is that we know that you're Epishagi, that's Pashto. You said it's. I don't know what Pashto says. I said that. Yeah, of course. It could be because all the Nemara, I don't know, all types of reasons. All the Nemara, whatever the reason is, it doesn't make a difference.
But
I can hear you. There's no Miku in Texas, I don't know what you're talking about. No, so we spoke this out already, because in Rashi, in order for you to be called a Matush of the Eidim, you have to get on their Mondas. The minute I have a Miku, have them on us, the book is over. But in this case, I don't even need an Amonis over here. I'm saying I don't need an Amonis. I'm not clashing with Eid Bukhal. I don't need an Amonis. It's not how we deal. I'm saying something very simple. I'm saying I don't need a Miku. For this case, I don't need a Miku. I don't have a Miku over here when I say Bezid Isi. When I say Bezid Isi, I have a Miku. A guy who gets up and says Bezid Isi has a Miku? No. Correct? The answer is not how we deal. I don't need a Miku. It's not how we deal. I don't know. The book is over. I don't know what you're talking about. Because the Migu's not a man, the Mokum made him. But that, it can't be the Pshat and the Rabbanon, you understand? The mice at the end of the day, you're not believing in the Migu. With the Migu, you can't believe in the Migu. No, the case of Migu is when he said Loya Chalti, not when he said Mezim. Make a mistake. Migu is, believe me, I say Loya Chalti because I could have said Mezim Isi. On Loya Chalti, you're not believing. You're clashing with Adam. The book is over. It's a Migu Mokum made him. The question is, why would I be believed to say Mezim Isi? If I would have said Mezim Isi, I wouldn't have believed. And I'm Mezim Isi. You're not believed. So you have to be a carbon. I shake it according to Rashi. I don't believe you. So what? I say I'm not half a korban. You don't bring a korban if a guy says no. I. By the way, according to Rashi, 1 second. I want to say something very important. According to Rashi, a guy is not half the korban if he says not half. You know when the only time? 1 second, Mike. I'm answering what you're saying. Yeah, you agree with me or not?
Yes.
Good. So then listen. Yeah, if you're arguing, I'm on a shofar. Yeah. Listen carefully what I'm saying. I'm saying something very simple. The etzem, according to Rashi, whenever a guy says, I'm not chayav to bring a korban, it's not chayav to bring a korban. Just when there are two eidim and you're arguing, you have to believe what the eidim said. That's all. The etzem, I'm going to start the other way around. According to Rashi, the thing is, if a guy says, I'm not chayav to bring a korban, you're not chayav to bring a korban. I don't believe, I'm not chayav. Just when the eidim was saying that you ate, and you say you didn't eat, so Shabbatot, you made a mistake, you have to listen to what the eidim said. Then it's cool, you know. But otherwise, when I'm not clashing with you, you go back to the baseline. I say, I'm not chayav. The guy says, I'm not chayav a korban. I know, I'm not chayav a korban. You believe me, you don't believe, who cares? I'm not bringing a korban, it's not her daily. It has to come from me. So why are two eidim do I need to be? Because that's when there are two eidim who are saying you ate, and I say I didn't eat, that's cool, you know, because you're supposed to believe them. The minute that I'm not clashing with eidim, and I'm talking about a topic that eidim didn't talk about, and I say, I'm not chayav, the war game's over. And that's why in a million years, it's mamash at niffle dikli shtos, this is the makab bepatish of the whole sugya. According to Rashi, this kasha doesn't start. This is a short teretz, by the way. According to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. There could be other reasons why the kasha doesn't start. But according to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. So you're not believed. Who cares? You don't need to be believed. I say, I'm not chayiv. But according to Rashi, Tosfos the way Rabbi Ochbert taught us that the mechayiv is not mach with your knowledge. The mechayiv is also two edim. So if I have two edim over here, it says you're chayiv to bring a korban. So bring a korban now. What are you telling me? I'm not chayiv. What do you mean you're not chayiv? What you say is not rishkeit. So go bring the korban. Have a good day. I don't tell me, I know I'm not chayav, no such din. That's what Rabbi Ochbert said yesterday. There's no din of hoyde elov in by two eidim. By two eidim, you chayav as two eidim. So follow the regular rules of bezin. Two eidim said you chayav a korban, so bring a korban. You came along and said, don't let me throw you out. It's not rishkei what you said. That's niflam oyed amita shotayr mamish. Hayetzim idvareinu lefi zeh is that we have four machlekas in Rashi Tosfos, not two and not three. We have four machlekas in Rashi Tosfos. Yeah? Now listen, what's the problem? A guy, I'm not saying it's Taina, what a Taina. I'm not clashing with Adam, so there's no Chosh here. I'm saying a new development that Adam don't know about. I'm saying I know I'm not having a problem, go stand on your head now. I'm amazing. No, Adam don't know what you're. No, because then you're clashing with Adam, you have to believe the Adam. The Adam said you ate. When I say I didn't eat, you're chayav to believe the Adam, says the Ramban. Maybe you made a mistake. Oh, here, you can't tell me I made a mistake. Adam don't know the Adam. I'm talking about the agenda. That's what I'm saying to this. Look, it's where you're machish now. That's the floor. I'll have to say it. Okay? So there are four machlekes in our Rashi Tosfos. Let's get them clear, okay? Machlekes number one is, what is the first reason why the Rabbanan hold your name on to path to yourself? I'm building it I'm saying in a certain order, with a certain shittasa. Number one, what's the first reason why the Rabbanan say apatu? Two eidim said yechayv. I want to say now four of the shittasa is Rashi Tosfos. Number one is, why let the Rabbanan say apatu? Two eidim said yechayv, a problem. According to Rashi, the reason is, because Yopata Lishma Aleph says why? Because you have Epis and Ammonis, because people like to do Kaporis, so etc. So if you say your part, you don't have to. Tosfos learns that the reason is because the Osman Nemel Latsuyos and Ayedim Domi. That's a Pachkarai. That's Machlokes number one. What was the Lishna Kam of why they demanded your part? Is it because some sort of Alabatish or Umdana that people like Kaporis? Well, they tell you that the reason is because the person has 1,000% Ammonis. I just started off with Rabbanan. Why are you interrupting me? I set up Machlokes in the Rabbanan. What is the reason why you're potter? I set up a Machlokes. I just set up a word. I set up a Rashi and Tosfos. What's it to say anything? It's in the stack. You always say good. I'm interested by you all. That was Price we were talking about. Listen carefully. Machlokes number one is, I'm going to say it for Machlokes and explain why the world is Shitasa. Machlokes number one is, what's the reason why they're buying your part of Neman or the Matta? Rashi says it's a Mega Nemanis, Bechol Terekulo. And Rashi says it's a clean Chikazach. That Machlokes is the Shitasa of what is the real reason why your part of brings our bottom. According to Tosfos, you're potter because Adam Neman allowed to me. Not because of Me'elov. There's no din of Me'elov that are there. According to Rashi, the real reason why you're potter is the Me'elov. The role that the Adam Neman is just playing to keep you in the game, that it shouldn't be called, that you have to listen to the Adam. That's what Rashi says at low level. So Machlokes number one is, what does Adam Neman mean? Does it mean a mega fart that a person's taka believed against Adam? Or does it just mean a low-level heart that the guy's epis has an amonis because he wants to bring a carbon and he wouldn't stop bringing it, wouldn't say what he called? So that's totally, and what's the real reason why you're potter? Is the real reason why you're potter because of the Elov, in which case the other Neman is just keeping you in the ball game, like we said, that it should be called a something up against the Edom, and you don't have to accept, is a reason why you don't have to accept the Edom, or it's the going up, there's only the Elov and it's clashing with the Edom, that's not Karina number one. I think it's number two is, what is the second Lishna of the Rabbanon? Rashi learns it's Amigo. Tosfos learns that's Mitatzinon. That's also the Shitasi. I, it's Amigo Makom Eidim. There it is. It's not the Amigo that's doing the job. It's the Me'elov that's doing the job. What's the Amigo doing? The Amigo is causing that I don't have to believe the Eidim. According to Tosfos, there's a little Me'elov. So how could Amigo help you? You're clashing with Eidim. It must be because of Mitatzinon. Machlokes number two. Machlokes number three is a landmark Machlokes. Could a person be Mechayev themselves against two Eidim? Could a person be mechayev themselves against two Edom? Two Edom said, you're not chayev, and you say, I'm chayev. Are you going to bring a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash? Is it going to be called chulam bazar, like Rebbe Chaim said? Tosfos says you're chayev. Tosfos learns the Pirkei Avot Gemara like that. Tosfos says a person, you remember this Tosfos is one place in Shas. Tosfos says a person can be mechayev himself against two Edom. Tosfos says a person can be mechayev himself against two Edom. Rashi doesn't hold of it. Rashi doesn't say such a thing, Bechal. The Shitasim, according to Tosfos, is that there's a new Nemanos called Adam Neman Alatsu, which is a clash with Edom. So the same way it clashes on the Torah, clashes on the Chiv. Hashem Kane, Rashi holds that there's no such Nemanos. It's just a Nemanos to Pater, because they didn't avail of, but there's no Nemanos to go up against Edom. Machlokes number three. Machlokes number four, and the Ikar Machlokes, which is the source of everything. What is the Pirkei Avot Gemara? Machlokes number four is, and here I want to now segue into something big, is what is the Pirkei Avot Gemara? Yeah? According to Tosfos, the Pirkei Avot Gemara is that Tosfos had a kasha. If there's no hachosha, so then Peh and Edom are equal. What is the Pirkei? Peh can knock out Edom to make you chayiv, and Edom can't knock out Peh to make you chayiv. Because the Peh is always what is stronger. According to Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi knows you don't have an amanus. So what was the Pirkei? So what's the Pirkei? Peh and Edom are equal. Peh is chayiv without a chosha, and Edom are chayiv without a chosha. Said the Ramban, and Rebbe Chaim explained it, a very, very lumdish of art. The Pirkei is that Peh is stronger than Edom because Peh is always the chayiv of Peh. Hashem gave Edom, even when you have Edom, the Edom is not the sibah for the mechayiv. The sibah for the mechayiv is why? As a vehicle to get the Peh. So Edom are weaker than Peh. That was the Pirkei of the Gemara. That means we're talking about a case where Peh and Edom are halachically equal. But the line is at the end of the day, the Peh is stronger because the Peh is the Mechayim. When you have a Peh, your Egan and Yediyah is the Mechayim. When you have Edom, it's not the Edom doing the job like we said yesterday. So this night, while I was talking to the Bachurim, I thought of a Risa Geshayla, which is a test of everything we said this week. Mamash, a catastrophe Shalaka the Gmosa, a wrench that throws into the whole thing. Why? The Ramban and the Ran, it's not a Birkashmul. Birkashmul is quoting Ramban. The Rabbana the Ran said, what is the Pirkei Lefi Rashi? You can't learn the Pirkei like Tosis because of the four kashas that I said yesterday. According to Tosis, according to Rashi, you can't go against Eidim Din Machayev. You don't have Amigus, doesn't work. You don't have Amigus, Elo. So I had a easier kasha. So what's the Pirkei? The Rabbana says what the Pirkei is. The Ran says what the Pirkei is. But where's the Pirkei? The Pirkei is a Lomdish Pirkei. Peh is stronger than Eidim by Karbon. Why is Peh stronger than Eidim by Karbon? They both don't work against Sakhasha. The answer is because Peh is a Machayev mitzad Peh, mitzad Yuri Adiyah, and Eidim is not Machayev mitzad Eidim, right? Eidim, when you have Eidim, the Machayev is not mitzad the Eidim is mitzad the what? That it facilitates the what? The Me'elov. So have a reason, Gakasha. So why does Rashi have to say that it's the Rabbanon who hold that it works by Akasha also? What does Rashi say? Eidim, Eim, Machayev, Anoch, Sakobin, Im, Machisha, Noisai. Yes, the Pircha. I don't have to say that when the Eidim were Machish. I'll just the Pircha. Peh is Machayev because of the Peh. And Eidim are not Machayev as the Eidim. Even without Machishon. Have a beautiful Pircha. Peh, my carbon is stronger than Eidim because Peh, the Machayev is the Peh. When you have Eidim, the Machayev is not the Eidim. Let's say it's not a Chosha. I start the same Pircha. Peh is what? Peh is Machayev because the Yediyah is Atzmoy, and when you have Eidim, it's not the Eidim or Machayev, correct? What's Machayev you? The Yediyah. So the Pircha applies side whether the Eidim are Machish, side whether the Eidim are not Machish. The Pircha is a Lomdish a Pircha. Peh is stronger than Eidim because Peh is Machayev and Eidim are not. So Eidim has a weakness. You know what the weakness of Eidim is? The Eidim themselves, we're using the Lashon of the Ramban now, can't be Machayev. They need to come onto the Peh. It's a weakness in Eidim. So it's a weakness in Eidim. That's the Pircha. Why should I say Dafka Machishin? If not Machishin, it's the same weakness.
Not directly
to Eidim. Bayah Hashem. But it's not true. Because if there's a din of Hoyde Melo,
you don't go straight to Eidim.
In
case of
Al
you see it.
So you want to tie another. So he's signing up Derek, by the way. I'll tell you why it's a Derek. One second, what are you saying? No. Zuckerberg Weinstock, the Hoshe Kotero. Yeah? Zuckerberg Weinstock, that the reason why Rashi brought down the case of Machishon is Anachanami, the Pircha could be just as true by. It's not Rashi like that. Rashi says, Eidim Eim Mechayev Eim Machisha. But Zuckerberg Weinstock, they know that the Gemara could have said the Pircha without, just the Gemara saying, how do you know there's a din of Noidim Eilov? Fafan and Beis do that, there's a Zad din. The way that I know that there's a Zad din of Noidim Eilov is because in the case of Machisha, where the Rabbanan say you're potter, that's why you're potter. Did I understand you correctly? That's how I know the din of Noidim Eilov. So Rashi brought down the Machishon wasn't because that's the Pircha. The Pircha is without Machishon. The Pircha is by Peh Yechayev Al Speh, by Eidim you're not Chayev Al Speh, even when you don't have Machishon. But Rashi brought down Machishon to teach me the din of Noidim Eilov. That's how I know there's a din called Noidim Eilov. My problem with that is, let's say you're right. So what the Gemara says to Rameir? Rameir's not any better. Rameir doesn't agree to the drasha of Noidim Eilov. What the Gemara says? No, Rameir holds like Rameir. And now it's good, you still have a Pircha. Mado Peh is Machayev Al Peh and Eidim are Machayev Al Speh, what do you call it? Iron Mayor argues, or Mayor just holds that you have to believe the Eidim. But the Pircha is still the same Pircha. The Pircha is still the same Pircha. I'm missing Gemara the Karkasha. What the Gemara answers, Mayor, and therefore there's no Pircha anymore, because Eidim and Peh are equal, they're not equal. By Peh, the Chiv is Al Speh, by Eidim, the Chiv is Al Speh. Just he holds that you can't be Machish, because you have to believe what the Eidim are saying. That was the Lashon we said, right? You have to believe what the Eidim are saying, said the Ramban. The Lashon is, Rameir holds HaKosha B'Hadetrei Lav HaKosha Hi. So Rameir agrees to the Drosha, we said. Rameir agrees to the Drosha. Just he holds that you have the Drosha over here, because you have to believe the Eidim. So what are you gaining by saying, Rameir, I saw the same Percha. Peh is stronger than Eidim, because Peh is Mechai B'Shur, and Eidim are not. You ever mind what I'm saying to you? Then you didn't gain anything. So I was working at... No, his teretz doesn't help, that's what I'm saying. His teretz helps me for the Rashi, doesn't help me for the Rameir, that's what I'm saying. Unless you say his teretz on the Rashi, and say the Rameir argues in the whole Drosha. Rameir uses the Kabbal Chaim to say we don't hold the Hoyda Elo, which he says the Deichi, because the Gemara says Achosha, Vadi Trey La Vachoshi. It's Masha that it's not a vote of Achosha, like we said. So, I thought of a teretz. I thought of a teretz, but I wasn't sure what to say. I was walking up to the Vadlis and I on Tfila, I met Rabbi Reznik Shlita, and I said to him, we are holding. He said, I carbon. I said, you know, what do we do with this kasha over here? I just thought of it. He said, that's a great kasha. His son, who's by Rabosha, said Rabosha yesterday in Shir, and said a teretz on it, and the teretz that he said was what I wanted to say, Rabosha Kivanti. Yep. It's not psh, it's such a deshik teretz. Take back the psh. Say it, the shachamaisis, yeah. But there's no choice. The reason why there's no choice is because the pshat that we said in Rashi yesterday of what the pircha is the Ramban. I'm repeating. The Ramban says that the pircha was that peh is stronger than edim because peh is the mechayev by peh, and by edim, the mechayev is not the edim. The edim are making you the idea. So what do I care for Ramei Rabbanan? Ramei Rabbanan does argue whether or not your peh gets off the ground, but the etzim lundus is the same lundus. So Rashi says it seems he said in Shir, it seems, well, he spoke, he probably spoke about it for not even a second, but it seems he said under his breath the following. He said that, that's how it works, okay? It seems that what he said was the following, which is what I was thinking. So, when you ask a pircha on a kal v'chomer, you can't ask from lomdus, you have to ask from practicalities. That means lu yitzur. If Edim, the mice at the end of the day would beat the peh and make you chayiv when it's matrish. And those lu yitzur by hakhosha, Edim would work. So then, there's no nafkamina of the lomdus. Tell me, lomdus, the word is, no, I need to come on to the peh, and let it go. If practically speaking, when Edim would come along and say Yechayev, and you say Yepata, you'd be Chayev, right? So Lomdish Mamdish, but at the end of the day, the Lomdish carries no Nafkamin anyway, correct? Because the Mice at the end of the day, the Edim are believed. You're right, the Edim are believed because you convince the guy that's bad, all true. The Rosh said, you don't ask Pirchas, you don't ask from Lomdish Rizach. You have to have anchor it down in Lomaisa. As if the Lomdish Avart had a Nafkamin in Lomaisa, it created a weakness in Edim. What was the weakness that it created in Edus? It created a weakness in Edus. What was the weakness that it created in Edus? That when the Edom are going to clash with the Pei, you're not going to be believed. According to Ramea, when the Edom are going to clash with the Pei, you're going to be believed. Now, you're right. The reason why they're going to be believed is because I convinced you that it's the truth, and now you know it. But the Mice, at the end of the day, the Lomdus has no nafkaminas. That's not called a Pircha. A Pircha means you have to find a place where it's weaker. Weaker means la halacha. It's Hagam that the weakness in Lomdus is identical, Sila Ramea, Sila Darbanon. But since the Mice of Loy Ramea, at the end of the day, the Edom are believed, correct? Mice, at the end of the day, the Edom are believed. That's not called a percha. A percha means you have to find a practical weakness, not a lomdish weakness. It's hagam mitzad, the lomdish weakness, they're both the same. But since mice at the end of the day, Lord or Mayor, the Edom, who come along and say, Yechayev, the mice are Yechayev, even though you're clashing, now it's true. The reason why Yechayev is because Edom convinced the guy, and it's called Hayda Elof, all that's true. A kal v'chomer needs a practical percha, not a lomdish percha. Yesh la'ayin, if that's a good enough teretz for this remarkable kasha, which I repeat, it's not a kasha on anything I say, it's a kasha on the Ramban. It's a kashan of both bear, it's a kashan of everybody. Unless you redo the sugya and you say that Rameir argues on the whole Hoyda Elof, which is something to think about. Sakim Rabbeiter. What do you say? Sakim Rabbeiter. Fregdi Gomorrah, a new kashan. Elamal the Piv, yeah, Ishbitz? Huh? Ishbitz was the first one who asked the kasha last night. I don't know who Ishbitz is. Ishbitz. Everyone knows who Ishbitz is. He asked me the kasha last night, right after I thought of it. It means I brought it down, and he brought it down. But he brought it down. Or he brought it down. Yes. A voice of HaKadosh. He brought it down, and then I grabbed it. Yeah. What? Nakashmak. No. Machleik is still the same machleik as everything we said. Just practically speaking, it's not a parable. That's all. Well, sorry. Hold on. Well, I have so much more to say. You don't know what's going on. Let's go. So I do more later. Fakti Gemara, El Amal Apiv, Shekem Achai Vay Oshem. Stop right here. Gemara says, I have a different parasha. Apez Machai Vay Oshem and Edim not. Slowly, shot. Fakti Gemara, Apez Machai, I'm saying Tifa Vard here. I'm shot. Fakti Gemara, I have a new parasha on the Kabbalah. I found the place that Peh is stronger than Edim. Where's that? By Korban Oshem. By Korban Oshem, a Peh is Mechayev, and Oshem is not. Now I don't understand. I have a Mimonos of the Kirkasha, and I want to spread out this Mimonos of the Kirkasha. I don't understand. I don't have it. We just finished saying, Dalit Rameir, there's no Percha. Because Peh and Edom are the same. Right? Why? Rameir bought a Kabbal Chomer. Rameir said, the Peh is Mechayev, Edom for sure Mechayev. Like Rashi, the way we learned. Like Tosis, the way we learned. Whatever the pshat is. But the mice is the same. She says, no, but by Oshem, Peh is stronger. Peh is stronger than Edom. Peh is Mechayev and not Edom. Now, the obvious question you have to ask is, why is Oshem different than Chatos? We just finished saying that Rameh says, for example, I would say Tosis. Want we say that Peh is stronger than Adam? Says Rebbe Meir, no, Peh is equal to Adam. Kamochem, Peh is equal to Adam. So we say, Osham, what's Osham? No, by Osham, Peh is stronger than Adam. My high. Well, I'll say the same Kamochem, Rebbe Meir, okay? Say the same Kamochem, Rebbe Meir, etc. I'll say the same Kamochem, Rebbe Meir. What's going on there? So it's very tief for Ramban here. The Ramban says there's a fundamental difference between Chatos and Osham. So, Dr. Ramban, by Chatos, Lomdish Ramban. Let's learn it up. Ramban says that by chatos, what's mechayiv the korban is the act of the avera that you did. Okay? The act of the avera that you did. By chatos, what's mechayiv the korban is the act of the avera that you did. So the mechayiv is the avera. Is the way it called? Is the Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig. You ate Chelev, okay? Shegig. The role that the Edom are playing is informational. To let you know, to let us know. Well, good to let you know, but to let us know. Rashi Tosis, let's make a difference in the Rabbat, it's to let you know. One second. But the Mechayiv, the Edom are not the Mechayivim of the Chatos. The Edom are informational. The Edom are letting you know, like the Rabbat, the Tosis letting us know. Well, then you know the Echayiv. But the role that the Edom are playing is nothing more than information. Over there, he came along and said a Kabbal Chaymer. A Peh can't be stronger than Edom. Okay? A Peh can't be stronger than Edom. And if a Peh is Mechayiv a Korban, and therefore, Edom Avad a Chayiv a Korban, the Peh doesn't play a role against the Korban. Korban is just, Edom is just as strong. The way we don't like Tracy, we don't like Rashi. By Chattah, says the Ramban, the Mechayiv is not the Aver. What's the case of Chattah's brother? What's the Asham? What's the case of Asham? The case of Hashem Gezelis is, I went to a guy and I said, you stole $1,000 from me, and he swore. And then he came along and he admitted he was kaifer, and then he admitted that he lied. So he has to bring an Osham and Peh Chaimish, okay? Over there, says the Ramban, very lomdish Ramban, the Mechayiv for the Osham is not the act of stealing that you did. The Mechayiv for the Osham is the act of Hisvado. You have to do an act of Hisvado, otherwise you're not Chayiv. Remela says the Ramban, that Reb Meir came along and said that a Peh can't be stronger than an aid. That's when the role of the Peh and the role of the Aidim is acting as information. Information. Information that comes from a Peh is Machayev. Information that comes from an Aidim Machayev. I the Rabbanan say it's weaker. No, the Peh is stronger. Says Reb Meir Chas V'Shalom, you have to believe the aid. The information that comes from the aid is dominant, not the Peh. The aid's information is not. That's all information. Over here, the role that the Peh is playing is not information. It's not where the information is coming from. I mean, afazoyvet that the shayla is where's the information coming from. The Rabbanan said, we look at the Peh, not at the Edom. And Reb Meir said, the information that's coming from the Edom is critical. It's stronger. Forget it, the Peh doesn't get off the ground, like we said. We use the lashon of Reb Meir and Krisos. Hakosha v'hadi trei lav hakoshi. Over here, the role that the Peh is playing is not a role of information. The role is the Peh is the Maisa Avera. That's the Mechayiv. And about that's the Mechayiv. So the whole Reb Meir disappeared. What's Reb Meir going to say? That Edom are stronger than Peh? Edom knock out the Peh. They can knock out the Peh when it's a shayla of whose information is more dominant. The Peh said lo yachalti, and the lo yachalti chelev, and the Edom said achalta. You have to hear what the Edom says. We don't hear what you're saying. We throw out what you're saying, right? Hachoshi behaditrei lav hachoshi, and therefore what you said has no meaning to us. We don't accept it. It doesn't have an amonis. I have a migu. Doesn't have an amonis. I have this. Nothing has an amonis. Go fly a kite. But over here, the role that the Peh is playing, says the Ramban, is not pitoris information. It's not the source of information. The Peh is the mechayev. You have to have a Peh to be mechayev. Edom will come along and say, if the guy wasn't his father, you're lacking the Mechayiv. You're not lacking the wrong information. And here's the split. When did Reb Meir say that Edom are equal to Peh? You, the Rabbanim, want to go tell me that the idea of me is better than the idea of Edom? Not true. The idea of Edom is just as good, because you have to have the, like I just finished saying, practically speaking, the idea of the Edom is what counts, and therefore you're Chayiv. That's when there's a clash of where's the information coming from. From inside me, or it's coming from an outside source. Says Reb Meir, you have to accept the outside source, okay? It's my information, but Maisa, there's no weakness. Over here, the reason why there's a mile of Peh is not because of the information of the Peh is what counts. The information of the Peh is what's Mechayiv the thing. If you don't have the act of his father, so if they even come along in Mechayiv, it doesn't help me Bechal, because I'm lacking the Mechayiv. Atkan, Pshat, and Rabban, right, Oshnub is dramatically different than Chatos, and the Kavochemer there, the Meir said about Chatos, which is that the information that comes from an Edom is stronger than the information coming from a Peh, is when the role that it's playing is information. But when the role that it's playing is the Etzem Achayiv itself, and that Edom can't help, Peh is stronger than Edom. Atkan, the Ramban shot why Oshnub is different from Chatos, even like Rameir, because the most going with Rameir over here. So I have a Rizik Akasha, I don't have a Teretz on, I have such Akos Nefesh, I can't tell you. I don't even know what to describe it. So what's the Gemara's Pircha now? You came along and told me a Kalachem and Madach Peh is Mechayev Ashua, Koshkin and Edom are Mechayev Ashua. Peh has a mega strength. What's the mega strength that it has? Because in order to be Chayev by an Oshem, you have to have a Peh. So I want to say a very tifazach. Not that I need Peh by Oshem is B'toiras because Peh has more Nemonis, or because that's the Pu'ula that's Mechayev you the Korban Oshem. I just finished saying, it's not because it has more Nemonis, otherwise you'd have a mayor. The role that his father plays is because in order to be chayiv and osham, you have to admit and say vidu that you did that aver. That's the mechayiv, not the Torah's level of information of yediyah. Correct? I just finished saying that. So have a reason, kakasha. Everybody say, I have a new percha. I have a new percha. Listen to the percha I'm going to say. You want to call chayiv a matov peh as mechayiv ashur kol shkein edim? I have a new percha. Peh, you can make in the dorm. You can make with a pet, you can make in a dorm. Edom, you can make in a dorm. There's no Shemaya coming out in a dorm. I'm editing Percha. I'll show you a lot of things you do with pet. Bochum once asked me many years ago, with pet, you make Kiddush. Edom don't make Kiddush. I understand. Where'd you find me? Wait, what type of Percha is this? You found me that a pet is stronger? I can find you a million things in the Torah where pet does things and Edom doesn't do things. There are things that you need a pet for. Shuas needs a pet. Nedarim needs a peh to resist the kaf. We're talking about power of the nemanis of the peh, correct? So what type of percha is that? You found me in an osham that a guy is chayev when he, because of the peh is chayev him? Not that the peh is chayev him and not the edim is because the peh is a stronger nemanis than the edim, but because that's the mechayev. The mechayev is the avera that you mechayev the osham for is the admitting that you lied. You had the mechutzpah to come along and say, shikarti, I lied. So the mile of the peh over the edim is because a peh has a stronger alimos than edim, or the avera is the peh? So what type of is that? What was the Kavachemah? The Kavachemah was that Peh has a stronger nemanis. Peh is weaker than Edom. Peh is weaker than Edom. Peh is not Mechayev HaKanas and Edom Ars. Edom have more nemanis than Mechayev HaShua, correct? So he has Pircha number one in Korban. I see that Peh is stronger. Peh has more of a nemanis. What you say carries more weight than the Edom. Over here, in this Kasha of Oshem, after I said over the Rabban, who said the Teretz, that Oshem is different than Chatos, and that's why Rameir doesn't apply. So I don't understand. So what type of pirch is that? You found me a case that Peh is more olim than Edom? You found me a case that Peh is stronger than Edom? A Peh is more nemanis than Edom? There's an internal xeris akosov by Oshom that you have to have Peh because the mice out there is the act of the vidu. It's like a guy saying that you say kriyashma with a Peh and two Edom who say kriyashma, you're not your eights in the morning. Nobody in the right mind says such a thing. The role that the Peh is playing over here, the reason why Peh works in that Edom is not because Peh is more nemanis than Edom. That's the mice out there. The mice out there is you did an act of vidu. So what's an Edom going to help me? If Edom came along and said that I lied, but I didn't do the Ma'aseh Aveira, that's Mechayiv. What type of Pircha is that? But it's not, who told you he's playing both roles, by the way? But it's a mistake. It's Narishkei what you said. Because the minute that I need a din of his vada, there's no Raya that Peh is stronger than Edom. Maybe they're both equal, just as Xeris HaKal. You want to know why Edom doesn't work over there? Because you need his vada. Where's the Raya that Edom are weaker? I can't say what's the matter. That's what's going on over here. Where do you find, what type of Pircha is that? Because it's Xeris HaKosov in Hilchos Oshem that the Mais Aveira that's Mechayev you is Vizvada, that's the strength of Peh over Edom. That's not Aveira. By the way, one second. The Rabban brings a riot to this extremism. The Rabban says if two Edom would come along and say, you lied, and the guy doesn't answer, what's the din? The Rabban brings a riot. What's the Rabban say? If two Edom would come along and say, we know that you lied on this Xela, you lied, when you were Kofer and you lied, and the guy says he doesn't answer, what's the din? What happened? I befall a terakulu and two Edom come along by Chatas and say that you are, there's no machlekes over there. Two Edom say you have everyone agrees you have, right? What's the reason why Taka? I, two Edom said we know for sure you lied. And that is no brainer. Nobody, he didn't argue with the guy. That's Raman's knife that he sticks in the heart over here. Oshem is different. Because if two Edom would come along and say that you lied and we know that you swore falsely on the Kfir's Mominus and he would be quiet, he wouldn't be chayiv to bring an Oshem. What do you mean? You have two Edom over here with no contest. The answer is the Mechayiv is not the stealing. The Mechayiv is the Isvada. So what type of pircha is that? I don't know what Shabbos. Anyway, what's that again? Is that? No. That's all ideas. That's all knowledge. That's all how I know. That's all what I know. That means what's the level of idea that I need to have a chayav? Where do I need the source of? It's not shaykh's b'chal to this. At the rise, what I just brought you, when two eidim come along and say you saw, now you know, it doesn't make a difference. You have to have an act of vidui. 1 minute. Hold on. Takash, we twice Takash. It's probably is a mistake coming in Russia. Okay. 1 minute. I think catastrophe is. What's the more answer? No, Oshem Hainu Karbon. That's a happy mina. So what's the more answer? No, Oshem's like a carbon. What's he want me to say? Oshem's like a carbon. That what? But Meir argues there also. The big question is, why does he argue, Taka? What do you tell me, a Kabbalchem? What's a Kabbalchem going to help me? So Ramban asked the Kashi. So the Ramban said, now we have a catastrophe. If that's the happy mina, so what's the maskana? If it's a piece of Gemara over here, very aggravating. The happy mina was that Oshem is different than Chatos. So wait, why is Oshem different than Chatos? Because over there, there's no Rameir. Why there's no Rameir over there? Because the Rameir who said the Edom is very powerful. So when you're talking about Edom acting as the idea, but if I need a Maisis father, by the way, the Ramban means a Raya. If two Edom would come along and say that you lied, and you were quiet, and you admitted it, and you didn't say anything, you're still not Chayev. So what's the Gemara answer? No, Rameir argues here also. Asham Hainu Krav, no, we're here too. So the Ramban apologizes. The Ramban says some words which I don't understand what it means. The Ramban says that the Kavochema covers everything. There can never be a Chilak anywhere between Pe and Edom. What does that mean? Kavochema says, Edom stronger than Pe, Edom brings the Misa. There can never be a Chilak anywhere in the Torah between Pe and Edom. There can never be a Chilak. Ever. There can never be a Zachilak. Can't be. There can't be a Chilak between Pe and Edom. I don't know what to say. My Nishmita et Hasina. Here we're talking about a Pe of the Chayiv. They were talking about the Pe of the idea. What needs to be thought about, and you'll think about it on your own free time, because tomorrow we're going to invite her, is that it's Miduik in the Gemara that the Machlekes of Ramey and Rabbanan was also here. The Gemara says Hainu Korban. What does the word Hainu Korban mean? Hainu Korban, Ramey said his din here also. Miduik in the Gemara, what about Ledger Rabbanan? What we did by Asham Ledger Rabbanan? What we did in? L'chayre that we don't say that. That what? Yeah, that Edom can't be Machayev, right? Edom can't be Machayev. Edom can't be Machayev, right? So this Machlekes by Elshem is connected to the previous Machlekes of Chatos, Yesh La'ayim, but Zahetiv. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, one second. Two things I want to say. Tomorrow, we're moving into the next part of the Gemara, the third part of the Gemara. Please follow the Ma'amar Kremis carefully. We're starting to move now towards the heart of the sugi here. Up till now, it's not the heart. It's very important. It's not the heart. We're getting to the heart of the sugi. And big raid, tifa raid tomorrow on the Yisaydis of Hilchos Shavuos that we haven't spoken yet. New raid. I urge you to follow my requirements and learn the Gemara a few times with the Rishonim as I'm going to direct you. I'll just say a word of Hisayrus, by the way. Baruch Hashem, Daniel's doing very well, like we spoke about on Lel Shabbos and Suda the other day. But Daniel doesn't come on time. And it's not a high school over here, so I'm not worried if you just know it's a shame. If you sit down at 10 o'clock and you learn until 12:05, there's no way you can be prepared for my share. Okay? So if you're coming, I don't mind if you come. It's nice to have an oil over here. And this is somebody, this guy's the chepper, and etc. But the mice at the end of the day, it's not a, you can't get the share. Okay? It's not possible to get the share. To get the share, you need to be seated, at least in your seat 9:30. The difference of a half an hour is the ability to see the material two or three times. If you don't see the material that I'm going to say tomorrow two or three times before the share, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you think you do, I'll officially give you a certificate, I'll sign it for you, that you don't know what I'm talking about, okay? So I'm urging the apostle for your own sake. If you want to shteg and you want to grow and you want to get something out of it, come on time. Sit, be in your seat 9:30. There's nothing better to do. It's usual. There's nothing going on here, okay? I'm here 40 years. There's nothing happening here, ever. Even when it's happening, nothing happened. Sit down in your seat, start to learn, start to harbor. And get the sugis. You need to learn the sugis. It's very, very hard. It's going to get much harder as we go on. This is only the easy part of the mitzvah. And the Elam has to sit and hover and chazer and take it in. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'nei ma'omeh.